Johnny, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Amber, thank you very much for inviting me onto your show. I'm delighted to be part of Radio Kerry's business programme.
Ah, fantastic. No, I'm delighted to have you on the show. So I suppose, Johnny, how have businesses in Killarney found the past year?
The 2025 season, and to explain this about Killarney, there's the ongoing industrial businesses that go on in Killarney all year, and the likes of Leaper, Tricell, Carroll Engineering, and all those businesses that go on all throughout the year. Then there's the more seasonal businesses, which is the hospitality industry. And 4,500 people are employed in Killarney in hospitality. There's 43 hotels. And this year was a very, very good year in the end. It might have been slow to begin for some businesses, but overall, this was a very good year for hospitality in Killarney. And secondly, importantly, the all-year-round jobs industry, Leaper are doing very well at the moment, and Tricell is doing well. Carroll Engineering, I've inquired off everybody, and everybody seems to be positive at the moment and positive about going forward. It's been very, very good.
That's fantastic to hear. And I suppose in some other positive news as well, Johnny, just a couple of weeks ago now, we heard that over €500 million in funding has been confirmed for various road projects in Kerry. And that did include the N22 Killarney to Farnforth bypass, which is also referred to as well, I suppose, more importantly, as the Kerry-Cork Economic Corridor. How important is that for both businesses, but residents as well in Killarney? And I suppose beyond as well, people visiting the town.
This announcement is as important as the Macroom bypass. And already we're seeing the significant improvement to the business in the town, the business in Tralee, the business in Kerry, and vice versa. The other practical things that are coming from that are people want to do business. They've got to go to Cork and they've got to go to Dublin. And now Cork is the new route to Dublin, where people are going from Kerry to Cork and then on to Dublin. And besides, and there's no stoppage once you get onto the county bounds. There's no stop until you get to Dublin. So that's fantastic. So similarly, when we get this long-awaited Kerry-Cork economic corridor, that is going to really set the whole thing up in completion. And we'll have connectivity then from Tralee, the capital town, the county, all the way to Cork and beyond. And another thing that's coming out is people are actually now commuting to Cork for university. They don't have to have accommodation in Cork City. It's just so much easier and dependable to get to the city. And there's another aspect, people going to the hospital, which is a lot of Kerry people have to go up to Cork. And it's just like so much stress-free now without being stuck in Macroom for 20 or 30 or 40 minutes. So that's all positive. And we really, really are looking forward. And we have to congratulate all our elected representatives in the county. We have a great presence in government at the moment. We never were so strong with the Healy Rays, Norma Foley and Michael Cahill. And they're all united for the county. And this leads me on to another point. The unification of chambers in Kerry, because one united voice is far better than disparate voices within the county, but we all need to wear the Kerry jersey as regards business, similarly to what has happened with tourism, where there's a Kerry Tourism Forum, and that is the voice for the county. And we're delighted this year that Pat O'Leary, who's heading that up, has been nominated to the Tourism Council of Ireland, and that's a great honour and a great achievement. And the man who started all that, Patrick O'Donoghue, has been recognised this year as the Kerry Businessman of the Year. So things are looking up for us here in Chamber in Killarney.
They certainly are, and there are some very good points that you make as well. I suppose talking about tourism maybe for a second, Johnny, obviously Killarney is a huge tourist hotspot and people travel from all over the world to visit there, I suppose particularly during the summer, but probably all year round as well. How were numbers this year, I suppose maybe in comparison to last year in terms of people visiting the town?
It seems that the year has been good. Hotels are certainly happy. Seasonality is being extended, and that's primarily down to key factors such as the INEC, what Maurice O'Donoghue did in building that project in the Gleneagle, has led to a complete extension of the tourism product for our county. And like, for instance, we had Bob Dylan, we had 12,000 citizens, we had a rally weekend. And all that would not have happened without the foresight of Maurice O'Donoghue, God rest him, and the wonderful INEC that he built single-handedly in Killarney. It's phenomenal.
It certainly is. And I suppose it has such a knock-on effect, doesn't it, as well, Johnny, to the whole economy, I suppose, and to other local businesses, because while people are down attending these events, you would hope that they would pop in, maybe extend their stay for a couple of days or so and pop into different businesses around the town as well, and everyone would get a boost from it. So it's hugely important to see that season extended in Killarney.
It certainly is, and Like another thing the Chamber has created 20 years ago now, we started a Christmas Killarney Festival, and that has just transformed the winter season for us. Like we have four weekends of parades before the actual Christmas Day, and it's all for free. People just come into town. We have the most wonderful floats, and to see the magic that is there, and the lights are on, it's just brilliant. Now, that would not have happened without volunteers, without Kerry County Council, without the business community, Team Killarney, and making it all happen. And people are coming, booking Killarney. Hotels are booked out at weekends, or people are coming back year after year because they just want to experience the joy and the magic that we have now on our streets.
That's fantastic. And I know Killarney has a great reputation for those type of festivals and events, I suppose, throughout the year as well, Johnny. And they are a huge economic boost, aren't they? And just a lovely way to bring people into the town centre, I suppose, and to celebrate what you do have to offer.
They certainly are. It was one of the planks of Chamber. We now have four major festivals that Chamber are running, and we have full-time events coordinator to manage these for us. And we have a wonderful person now at the moment who's got vast experience. She's moved to Killarney from England, and she's with us. Claire Frawley is her name, and she's doing tremendous work. But that's built on previous work. We had another marvellous person doing that before, Katie Jacoby, and now we're driving forward. And you just can't sit back and let things happen. You have to be proactive. And it's up to the community, up to the business community, the retailers, the restaurants, the publicans. Everybody must pull together to make these things happen. And if you don't, if you're waiting for, you know, someone else to come along and wave the magic wand, I'm afraid you'll be waiting a long time.
You certainly would. And just before we finish up, I suppose, as you look ahead now to 2026, what are some of the main focuses of the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce?
Our primary focus is to promote the economic life of the town here, and one of the ways we do that is through growing our membership. If you don't have a strong membership body, then you're not going anywhere. One of the major projects then we have on 2026 is we're going to prepare an economic data analysis of the town of Killarney's environment, how it happens. For instance, can I share this with our listeners today? People don't realise, but the hotel sector in Killarney on its own spends somewhere in the region between 12 and 15 million euros per annum on promoting Killarney. If you're promoting Killarney, Killarney is not in Timbuktu, it's in Kerry. Therefore, people are coming to Kerry, and that is being driven by that sector. There is no government agency spending 15 million on the county of Kerry. This is done by the business community of Killarney. So our economic data analysis this year, hopefully, will explain this in greater detail. And also that if the government don't provide the economic corridor that we need between Tralee and Cork, if this road is not developed, then it could strangle the businesses here, because traffic is a major blockage to business. People want to get about. They don't want to be stuck. And if you don't have the data, you can't make your case. Another thing we're working on this year is that the Ryder Cup is coming in 2027. So we are already preparing for that in Killarney. We have a working committee on that, because it's going to be the most significant sporting event that's ever come into the county. The coverage, the exposure, and it's tremendous achievement that is coming to Adair, only up the road, and Kerry as a whole will have a tremendous benefit out of that. We're also working on a new project where there is going to be a relief cycling walking route between Tork and Dynas, which has been long sought after, and hopefully if the planning comes through, we will be working closely with the council and the MPWS on that project. So there's a lot. We have a very exciting year ahead of us, and I have a new Vice President, Carol Dempsey, who I'm really looking forward to working beside, and also with Sandra Rusk in Tralee, who has a business not only in Tralee, but she has a business in Killarney, Weardrobe. So she has a business in both the towns, so there's going to be greater connectivity between Tralee Chamber and Killarney Chamber in 2026.
That's fantastic to hear. Well, lots of exciting plans, I suppose, and work underway by Ian Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. But Johnny, thank you so much for talking to me this evening and for sharing the outlook and, I suppose, the review of the year.
Go to Mahagosha, Amber, Slán.